KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 75 degrees, and we're looking for partly cloudy skies today. Humid, a high around 88 with winds out of the south at 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. A collision between a semi and a van occurred Sunday afternoon in Marnie. According to a scanner and other reports, the accident happened at Highway 83 or Marnie Road and Washington Street in Marnie at around 2:35 p.m. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Corey Larson told KJAN News both drivers were transported to the hospital by Walnut Rescue and Medevac. A report on their injuries was not immediately available. The van sustained substantial damage. While damage to the semi appeared to be on the right front, the van ended up in a southwest ditch of the intersection following the crash. Deputy Larson said additional details would be likely released later today. Firefighters from Bayard, assisted by Coon Rapids Fire, were called to the scene of a barn fire off 120th Street at around 7:20 p.m. Sunday. Water was hauled from Bayard and Coon Rapids to the site. Crews battled the flames and conducted cleanup for a little more than 2 hours. Additional details are currently not available. Coon Rapids EMS and the Greene County Sheriff's Department also assisted at the scene. Police in Red Oak report 37-year-old Kyle Anthony Ziegler of Red Oak was arrested around 7:25 p.m. Sunday. Ziegler was charged with harassment in the third degree and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Police said also 42-year-old Pamela K. Wells of Red Oak was arrested around 3:20 this morning for harassment in the second degree. Wells was being held on a $2,000 bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Red Oak police Sunday morning arrested 33-year-old Curtis Lynn Harrod of Council Bluffs. Harrod was taken into custody during a traffic stop and charged with driving while suspended, with 24 suspensions on file. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail at $566 bond. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man from Minnesota. Red Oak police say 26-year-old Tom Tanhong of Rosemont, Minnesota, was pulled over on Highway 34 near Highway 48 at around 3:50 a.m. And upon further investigation, officers arrested Hong for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. One person was taken into custody. Two others were being sought following a burglary Sunday morning at the Motel 6 on South Expressway in Council Bluffs. Police say just before 5 a.m., a woman reported that two females, one of which had a hatchet and one male, had entered her motel room and took some items. The victim said also that she and her boyfriend chased down the women and managed to retrieve some of their belongings. The female offenders, however, were able to flee the scene before officers arrived. The male suspect was located by police in the grass on the east side of the South Expressway, and he was taken into custody. No names have been released as of this morning, and the case remains under investigation. Police in Creston report two separate non-injury accidents occurred in less than 2 hours Sunday. First happened around 4:30 p.m. at the intersection of Adams and Maple Streets. A 1991 Chevy S10 pickup driven by 51-year-old Douglas Daggett of Creston was traveling west on West Adams. A 2014 Jeep Patriot driven by 66-year-old Anthony Seddon, also from Creston, was traveling east on West Adams. Both vehicles stopped at the controlled intersection. When Seddon signaled and proceeded to turn north onto North Maple Street, his vehicle was struck by the pickup. Daggett told police he failed to notice that Seddon was signaling to turn and was looking at a car on Maple Street when he proceeded into the intersection. Authorities were not able to determine which vehicle was at the intersection first, so it wasn't known which driver had the right-of-way. There were no citations issued regardless, and damage from the collision amounted to $3,100. The second accident happened a little after 6 p.m. Sunday on Lakeshore Drive in Creston. Authorities say a 2007 Harley-Davidson motorcycle operated by 46-year-old Mitchell Graham of Creston was traveling north on Lakeshore Drive. A 2003 Hyundai Tiburon GT driven by 17-year-old Foster McCutcheon of Creston was in a side parking lot on the right side of the road. The teen told police he didn't see the approaching motorcycle and turned left onto the road and headed south. Graham tried to avoid the collision. He locked up the brakes on his motorcycle and skidded, but could not stop in time before sideswiping the car. There were no citations issued. Damage amounted to $4,000. And a man from Pottawatomie County was arrested late Saturday night in Red Oak. Authorities say 42-year-old Joshua Dale Lamb of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 11:26 p.m. Saturday for driving while suspended. Lamb was being held in the Montgomery County Jail over the weekend on bond amounting to about $566. Elsewhere in the news, the DeSoto Police Department is asking for your help in locating a missing or runaway teenager. Authorities say 16-year-old Lillian DeBalt was last seen around 2 a.m. Saturday, getting into a white or silver van. You can see pictures of the teen in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The DeSoto Police are asking you, if you've seen her or know where she is, to call your local law enforcement agency or the DeSoto Police Department at 515-834-2233. In our funeral announcements, Aquanata Nadi Gross, age 100, of Harlan, died Thursday at Elmcrest Assisted Living in Harlan. A family mass of Christian burial for Nadi Gross will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Helen Marie Hester, age 84, of Earlham, died Thursday. A private family funeral service for Helen Hester will be held tomorrow at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Kenneth Burns, age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A private family funeral service for Kenneth L. Burns will be held at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Sean King, age 62, of Ute, Iowa, died Saturday in Adair. Arrangements for Sean King are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Marilyn Eleanor Wittrup, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday at her home. Services for Marilyn Wittrup are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Deanna Hagedorn, age 78, of Manning, died Sunday at Acura Healthcare in Manning. Funeral services for Deanna Hagedorn are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.